Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
Well, today we have a great subject. We're talking about when we accept Christ into our lives, when we say, yes, I'm going to live the with God life, mm-hmm. that we are given the presence of God, that it is a power that changes who we are. There's a power of love, grace. I mean, it's just, yeah. It goes beyond what we can even imagine. And so as I was thinking about this, I thought about a story that you were involved with.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about me.
Okay.
And a computer.
Oh, I may know what you're talking
just
about.
This past summer, I always get up early in the morning. You know how I
way
get up.
Too early, which may have to do with why your computer had an issue. But
probably.
Yes, it got tired. You wore it out, and it's the machine.
That's a good point. You've seen my keyboard.
Yes,
you can see the keys that I wear out.
You have I don't even know how many words you have typed on that thing.
I know, because there's this.
The keys are like missing the letters, and I don't know that I've really seen another computer like that.
Well, let me put it this way: my computer and I have a relationship.
Yes.
Yes. So I get up in the morning and I do my normal thing because I always get my cup of coffee. You know that,
yeah,
right?
I couldn't imagine anything else.
And I have my little space that I go to have my quiet time and some writing and everything. And I turn that thing on like I have every morning, and there was nothing. Like zero, nothing.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay. So I'm checking the cords. Yeah. I'm doing my limited because, as you know, this person that you're talking to right now doesn't know a lot about a computer. I just know that it can turn on, and we're friends. And in fact, so I call the little, help thing that it says that I can get this help, and I get a call back and everything, and it's somewhere in the world.
Right.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
And so we're talking about it, and the technician is a woman, and she says to me, well, do you have volume? Can you push the volume? I don't have power. There's no way I can have volume. And she was trying to convince me that I could still have volume.
That's funny. Yeah, one of those moments where it's like they forgot what they were doing.
Yeah.
They like forgot about the basics. Yeah.
I was just like, no, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah,
and
wow.
And so then I took it, later in the day, I took it to the Genius Bar.
Yeah.
And they could not figure it out. So
that's how that goes. You stumped the geniuses.
I did. And they, as you know, they returned it with almost everything fixed in it.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, I had to borrow yours.
That's right.
And thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I was glad that worked out.
But what it taught me through that is that my computer really was not any good to me without the power.
True.
And then those keys look more pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you commented on them quite a bit.
Yes.
So there's this scripture that I think that we need to focus on. And it's 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's in the New Testament. We did something in the New Testament yesterday. And verses 7 through 10, we'll have that posted on our website. But what it says, and it's just so incredible to listen to, it says that we have this treasure in clay jars. Like, we're the clay jar. We're fragile. We aren't much without this power. So that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. And this is the part I love. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed.
Wow.
Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. What it really just says is that the power of God can be seen in us.
That's good
when,
stuff.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so today I want to really just encourage all of us to think about this amazing piece of being in Christ, that we have the power of God that gives us the ability to walk through whatever comes our way.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.